This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Internet buzz going on right now that at the Combine at a Starbucks across from the Indy Hotel that there was a serious confrontation that NFL security had to get involved with between two NFL newsbreakers.
No.
Hell way. Yeah.
I want nothing more than video of this to come out.
So who do we think it is?
Well, I would assume newsbreakers. You're talking like Schefter.
You right? Ain't like, fighting anyone. It's
Diana Russini versus
Josina Anderson.
Yeah, let's do that.
Great? Mina Kimes is involved. What if it's a lady fight? Yeah, we're assuming like dudes, but what if it's two ladies going at it?
I'm trying to think of who's
Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero.
Yes, Ian Rappaport. I guarantee you, Ian Rappaport was one of them.
He gets a little surly sometimes.
He does.
Maybe Florio. Florio gets kind of sensey.
Yeah, Florio.
Florio is pretty sensey, and he's
a little tiny guy though.
Yeah, he seems like he gets his butt. Well, the tiny guy is the one that's going to do
that.
This.
He's going to yap about stuff.
Dude, Jay Glazer is not getting in a fight. Jay Glazer would murder someone. This is going to be some little. This is going to be.
So
some
you think
little
it's
dude.
Maybe it's Schefter
that's,
and
that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Florio.
Ooh. I feel like Schefter Florio could easily go around.
Battle of Short Kings
at a Starbucks. Someone cuts in line. Like someone says something about like your source is S. Next thing you know, coffee's flying. And if it was at a Starbucks, and I God, I hope this is true, there's going to be security footage. Leak it now. Let's go.
There's going to be footage from patrons, you would think.
Yes.
We need to know this.
So, everyone's in there on their little laptops with their little cell phones. Somebody's taping that.
100%. Let's do it. Let's do it. You're right over there? You having a moment of prayer?
Yes, I was praying.
Excuse me.
So the NFL Players Association team report cards are out.
Yeah.
And this is where the players, like 1,700 of them, mm-hmm. vote on things like ownership, training staff, weight room, strength coaches, travel accommodations.
It's just what they think.
Nutritionists.
What they think of a franchise.
Food, dining, treatment of families, mm-hmm. locker room. You know what they think of their franchise overall. There are 11 things that they weigh, and then it all spits out in a formula, and it power ranks the most. Would be the word, I guess. The most liked franchises.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah,
and the least.
Mm-hmm. And it's not always an indicator of, like I said, the Chiefs do very poorly in this every year, and yet, you know, they're the gold standard. So it doesn't mean necessarily that this is, indicative of what your team is, but it does give you an idea of what sort of ownership you have, because this all boils down to who wants to spend money.
So it's every player who was on a 2024 roster. It was done online and anonymously.
Yes.
And there's a third-party vendor that provides the survey, that administers the survey. It was done from August to November 2024. Mm-hmm. So as we mentioned in the Hot 5 at 5, the worst report card overall was the Arizona Cardinals.
Yeah, And that's a pretty standard. Like, I mean, that goes back forever. They just have a terrible reputation. It's just, it's not a well-run franchise and they're cheap.
They did get an A in one category.
What do you got?
Head coach.
Oh, they like Gannon down there, huh?
They like him.
All right.
But the owner got a D minus.
Yeah.
And the locker room, I didn't know there was an F minus. I thought you just got an F.
Yeah, F minus.
They got an F minus for their locker rooms.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, it's just, it's not a well-run franchise. I mean, this is so long ago, but when I was in the league, there were a couple of places where they told you under no circumstances do you go there. And one of those was Arizona. And they had the Billy Beane thing where they charged you for food and drink. So, like, if you wanted a Gatorade or you wanted a protein shake, like a Muscle Milk after workouts, the Cardinals would make you pay for it. And I guess they didn't necessarily tell guys, like, free agents when they came in. So you would go into, like, the – think about, like, a mini bar. You would go into, like, the fridge or whatever, and you'd grab a protein shake. And then, like, when you saw your check, there would be, like, $7, you know. And guys were like, what in the F? And they're like, oh, yeah, this costs money. Stuff like that. I mean, it was just well known that they were cheap.
So the top overall team was the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough.
Yeah. That is a bit of a surprise. You don't necessarily think of the Stephen Ross and the Dolphins as like the...
He seems like a kind of a boob.
Yeah. Well, and he got into that whole thing with Flores and got sued and all that, but apparently but takes good care of his players.
They got an A or an A plus on every category.
Yeah. Dude, that's impressive.
That's crazy.
You know what's interesting about that, though? Weren't they saying at the end of the season that, like, they couldn't get the players to listen to anything and that fines weren't even moving the needle? Like, do they just let the inmates run the asylum over there where it's like they can do whatever they want, so that's why they like it?
It's possible. Yeah. The head coach got an A+. Yeah. That's McDaniel. Mm-hmm. Number two overall is the Minnesota Vikings.
Mm. And I really think much about Minnesota when it comes to, they have great facilities. They have all new stuff. They have a new, beautiful, though, is that the was it M&T Bank Stadium or whatever?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Or is it the U.S. Bank Stadium? So I guess they have brand new facilities and... You know, it's a they do an underrated job of building that roster. It's a really good coach that everyone likes. You just don't really think much about Minnesota.
The Wilfs.
Yeah.
Pretty good owners.
Yeah. You don't think much about that.
The Falcons.
And I think the Vikings, by the way, I think the Vikings are high almost every year. This isn't like a new thing.
Yeah. Good franchise.
Yeah.
According to the players.
Yeah.
Falcons are third. Everybody loves Arthur Blank. Mm-hmm. As I mentioned, he got an A+.
Yeah.
The Raiders came in fourth.
Well, I'll be damned. Yeah, and that's, again, Weird one. But maybe turn it over a new leaf.
Well, I think they get a big, nice new facility in Vegas?
When they moved to Vegas, everything is brand new. And so some of that is like when you move into a new facility and you know, that's half the battle right there.
They
is,
got A's on every metric.
Yeah.
With the exception of
coach.
No, they got an A on coach. Huh. A minus. They got A, which is weird because they don't really have one.
Yeah, they canned him.
Well, of course, no, because we said August through November, so this would have been Pierce.
Yeah.
But treatment of families only got a B+.
That's still pretty good.
From the Raiders.
Still pretty good. Again, maybe a bit of a surprise there. Don't necessarily think of the Raiders as a well-run franchise.
Yeah, the second to last was the Patriots. So the Patriots and the Cardinals are the worst. And the Patriots one is interesting to me.
Yeah.
Seeing as how Robert Kraft is thought of as one of the better owners.
Yeah.
But they did not rate well on much of anything.
Hmm. Yeah, that's a bit of a surprise. The fact that the Dolphins are one and the Patriots are near the bottom.
I mean, Patriots, their worst grade, well, they got an F for their weight room.
Sure.
And an F for team travel. Hmm. Their worst grade outside of that was a D for ownership. They don't like Robert Kraft.
Wow. Well, and maybe some of that's just the...
He's an asshat.
Yeah, it's possible. Or he's getting up there in age, or maybe they didn't like the whole, what happened with the coaching situation.
Our people didn't touch the balls.
Well, and you would think that the Patriots, again, facility-wise, but again, maybe they're just old and dated, and you don't keep it up to date.
Come on, Bob.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, That's all I have.
When I was in Tampa, we had the worst facilities in the NFL. They won a Super Bowl out of it.
They said the Patriots team plane, one of the complaints about it was that they had ashtrays in the armrests still.
Oh, so again, just...
Like an old-ass plane.
Old-ass. So some of that is just, again, this comes down to how much money do you want to spend to keep up with the... where were the Cowboys, did it say?
Let me pull that up for you.
Because when you think about luxury, don't you think about Jerry Jones?
Dallas Cowboys. Yeah. Let's see here. They got pretty good grades. They got a B for owner,
mm-hmm.
A head coach,
yeah.
Which is weird because that's McCarthy.
Yeah.
Rated poorly on training staff and training room.
Mm.
That was their poorest grade.
That was the poorest.
Everything else, they got A's and B's.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's organizations that have good reputations when it comes to that stuff. And players, especially free agent, look, money talks. I mean, you go where you're going to win and you go where you're going to get paid. But little stuff like that does make a difference. But I think as long as you aren't near the bottom, I don't think there's a big difference between being 10th and being first as long as the money's good. But I do think there are places where guys don't want to go play for ass coaches and they don't want to play for cheap organizations with bad facilities. I think that is real. So it's, one versus 15, but I don't think you want to be towards the back half of that.
Also, Dan Campbell got an A+.
Yeah. Everyone loves Dan.
All right. That's all I have for that. Coming up next, if you were wondering where Richie Incognito has been, I have the answer.
He's speaking out.
That is next on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.